Well, hello there. My, what's a handsome young stranger like you coming to my neck of the woods at this hour? Oh, you're a hunter. I see. And you got lost? How unfortunate. I can certainly help you get back, but perhaps you'd like to take shelter here in my hut for tonight. I can assure you, you're safe here, Hunter. Come inside. I just finished making some splendid pumpkin spice stew. I think you'll like it. Welcome to my humble home. It may not be much, but it beats sleeping in the cold. Oh, sorry. Don't worry about the charms I hung up. Those help keep the wolves away. Now, please sit. I'll go get you a bowl of stew. A little salt and seasoning. And... perfect. Here, have a taste. I'm sure you'll love it. What do you think? Isn't it just heavenly? Oh, goodness! I suppose that's a yes. Don't choke trying to drink it all down at once now, stranger. More? Goodness, quite the appetite you have. Do pace yourself, stranger. I would hate for anything to happen to you. Oh, nothing. Would you like another bowl? What's in the stew? Oh, nothing particularly special. Just pumpkins, some carrots, a few seasoning and spices, some sleeping powder. Oh, I said sleeping powder. Didn't you hear me? It's fascinating that you drank so much stew before finally feeling effects. You must have remarkable constitution. Don't worry your poor little head about it. Just go to sleep. And let me do everything else. Look who's finally awake. I gotta say, you made me a little worried I might have caused you to overdose when you drank so much stew earlier. What's going on? Seems you're still a bit loopy, so I guess I have to put it to you simply. I need to harvest you for my potions. As you can see, I have tied you to the bed for easy access, and to make sure you don't try anything. Tongue of the innocent. Fingers of a virgin. I could read you the instant you stepped onto my porch. You are exactly what I've been needing for my youth potions. Now, you have a mere choice to make, Hunter. Do you want to die the easy way? Or the hard way. What was that? You know begging is only going to make this more fun for me, right? You're proposing another alternative. I shall let you speak. Only because you're cute. But make it quick. Alternative ingredients, you say? Go on. Another variation of a youth potion. Do tell. It involves semen? I've never heard of this variation of the recipe. Is it a new generational potion? I'm surprised you know about alchemy and witchcraft, Hunter. My books date from when I was a young witch, so it could be possible. I'm around 100 years old, but due to the potion work I do here, I'm able to look not a day over 20. Isn't it impressive? Why not? I'll take your word for it. But I hope you realize, if you're deceiving me, your death won't be swift. Anyways, well, I guess I'm going to need a ton from you, as my youth potions are not small. Seems this option will be much more fun for me. Don't struggle now, you silly thing. You picked this route. You made your bed. Besides, most men your age wouldn't try to fight what's happening to them right now. Just sit back and let this unfold. That was rather quick. Such an exquisite taste and rich texture. I feel every time you'll blow your load in my mouth, I'll have to fight the urge to swallow it all. If what you said is true, I think I struck gold finding someone like you, stranger. Now, where was I? Yes. Oh, fuck. You're a perfect specimen and your cum is divine. I'm gonna keep you here forever, you know. This is the path you chose, Hunter. Oh, this? It's an incredibly strong aphrodisiac I concocted myself. Made up of the cum of a succubus, this little vial has the power to make anyone go crazy with sexual lust, causing their reproductive organs to become incredibly sensitive and putting anyone exposed to it in heat. Like a wild animal. And guess what? I'm going to coat your cock in it. And fuck you. And your purpose to me from now on is to be my personal cum dumpster. Now, let me rub it in so it starts working faster. Goodness. Your dick is so big that I need both hands to fully grasp it. Looks like the aphrodisiac did its job. Now, time to milk you, my little fuck slave. You came already? Jeez. The aphrodisiac must be really strong. I think it's beginning to affect me too. Now that you're inside me like this. Try not to scream too loud while I wring your cock of all its scum. Oh, yes. Fuck yes. Such a magnificent specimen. Inside with your cum. I love it. Yes, yes, yes. Fuck! Go on, slave. Make me scream louder. Fill my womb until I can't sit up straight. Fuck! Yes! Oh, shit! I hope I remembered. Hope I remembered to take my contraceptive potion this morning. Or we'd be in very big trouble. But who cares at this point? I'm enjoying using you so much that nothing else matters. Maybe I used too much aphrodisiac. Or maybe your cock just feels so damn good. I see your face clenching in ecstasy. Come on, don't hold back. I want you to release. Come inside my cunt now. Now, please. Now. I can't stop my legs. It feels extraordinary. I need to make sure every drop is put to use. Yes, keep coming inside. Yes, 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 keep going. Oh, yes, fuck. Oh. I'm gonna. Seems I flew off the handle.